Hi, and welcome to this series of 5-minute podcasts reflecting on the theme of qualitative research and the early years learning environment. The focus this week is the article by Glenda Walsh and John Gardner in the internet-only journal Early Childhood Research and Practice, Volume 5.1, entitled Assessing the Quality of Early Years Learning Environments, easily available as a Google search. The article reports on the development of the QLI, Qualitative Learning Instrument, as a way of assessing the quality of the learning environment from the point of view of the child's experience. Okay, so what's meant by the QLI? Well, it's very simple, really. 9 key themes that are thought to help tell the difference between high-quality and low-quality learning environments. The authors structure the 9 themes using what they refer to as the main elements of the interactional triangle. That's the children, the adults, and the learning environment. And from the point of view of validity and calibration of the instrument, the authors explain how their judgments were corroborated by early years experts. The 9 key themes seem plausible enough as indicators: motivation, concentration, independence, confidence, well-being, social interaction, respect, multiple skill acquisition, and higher order thinking skills. They seem to fit well enough with the principles underlying the foundation stage curriculum in England. There is also some helpful exemplification of the matrix produced using the key themes and elements of the interactional triangle, though emphasis on the child's perspective isn't immediately evident. I'd like simply here to take one key theme as an item for reflection. What better than the first on the list, motivation? The example provided in the QLI, Qualitative Learning Instrument, includes, within the role of the environment element, examples of children's work displayed. Okay, so I would certainly agree, I'd sooner be in a setting where children's work is displayed, and more importantly, I think the children would also prefer this, but the QLI provides no indication of how to assess the quality of the displayed children's work. This is an interesting point because as a child I would be wanting to see my work displayed. You know, squiggly lines on a scrap of paper might be one of my major achievements, and yet creativity in managing the display can add a lot to its value. After all, what is to me a crowning achievement is to the other children in the class just a scrappy piece of paper making the room look untidy. And the example provides no reference to any other types of display, which I think is an omission. My own research has led to an extensive coding of classroom displays, including, for example, displays supporting behaviour management, such as star charts and the sunshine tree, where children's names are displayed. Oh yes, I want to get my name on the tree, please. And displays supporting classroom management, for example, the display of rotas, so children can know whose turn it is. Oh, I wish it was my turn to go in the role play area, but I know it's my turn this afternoon, so I'm looking forward to it. The article doesn't provide any explicit criteria for connections between the elements of the interactional triangle. For instance, it's certainly plausible that children can be happy and well motivated where classroom displays are marginalised. The authors refer to the generic top-down approach of the Early Childhood Environment Rating Scale of Harms, Clifford and Cryer, which seeks to apply a particular developmental model of early childhood practice. The observation schedule is tightly structured and seeks to match observations with precise indicators. In support of their own bottom-up approach, the authors claim there's much to be gained from eschewing a generic approach and developing a contextualised or in-house instrument. Rather than apply a particular developmental model, the process of defining quality in a way that is responsive to the needs of the children is paramount. So judgments of quality are going to be grounded in the observational data collected from the particular setting. Where children are actually motivated, then this will be a better quality setting, even though the tick boxes on the top-down approach haven't been ticked. As a concluding point, here it's worth noting that authors such as Dahlberg, Moss and Pence have questioned the concept of quality itself. Their book, Beyond Quality in Early Childhood Education and Care, presented a postmodern perspective of cultural relativism. One of my first thoughts when encountering the QLI, Quality Learning Instrument, as a contextualised or in-house instrument, emphasising the process of defining quality, was that quality may be defined differently with particular circumstances and conditions of different and unique settings. Anyway, that must be 5 minutes by now, and for the next topic, some other brief reflection on qualitative research and the early years learning environment. See you soon.